the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. Now, yesterday we reported that the Bank of England, which is owned by the government of England, it was nationalized. They hit their breaking point a while back. And the Bank of England is a state bank. It's still issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, but another story. Anyway, they reduced their forecasts for the British economy and said there will be no growth, things are stagnated, they're on the edge of going back into a recession. Other analysts are saying Britain has already gone back into recession. And one of the reasons may be that there is a growing trend inside Great Britain to use prison labor at way below minimum wage to replace workers. And apparently there is a business in Wales that runs a call center, and every day they bus in inmates from a prison 21 miles away, and they pay them £3 a day to man the call center, which means that ordinary law-abiding British subjects who could have had jobs at those call centers are out of work. We're seeing that more in the United States of America, where prison labor is becoming a very profitable business and may be a reason why all of a sudden there's all these new laws that you can run afoul of that'll throw you right into a prison and into the work pool for some money junkie's new fabulous business here. Some money junkie's running a business saying, we need somebody with accounting skills. Go arrest an accountant. That's how that situation works there. It's all about the money, all about the profitability. We're heading to a world where there are the money junkies who have everything and everybody else is slave labor. You're already slave labor to support those treasury bonds. CNBC the other day on air said, ultimately, we're all working for those private central bankers. We're not working for ourselves. We're not even working for the U.S. government. We're working for the private central bankers. I think maybe we need to get away from that. We need to regain our freedom. First and foremost, we need to regain our freedom to say no. That's the most important freedom that is in the Constitution, and it's in that Second Amendment, by the way. That's the reason for the Second Amendment, to reserve to the people the right to say no to the government. Now, getting back into the LIBOR fraud, as the pretense of an investigation continues, Representative Miller has put Tim Geithner on the spot. Because now it's come out in emails that Tim Geithner knew a long time ago the LIBOR was being rigged. And now he's being asked, why did you not report that to the Department of Justice? That makes Tim Geithner an accessory, after the fact, to felony fraud. We have a government that demands we all obey the laws. At the same time, members of government are flagrantly violating the laws left and right, abandoning the Constitution. One of the founding principles of this nation is that the laws apply to everybody equally, that the President of the United States is just as bound by the laws of the land as you and I are. Obviously, we are not there any longer. The laws are just for the serfs, to keep the slaves in line, to keep them obedient. If you're a government official, no, you don't have to worry about felony fraud or anything like that. Not going to happen. Meanwhile, Morgan Stanley is being sued over their role in the mortgage-backed security fraud. They're being sued by a Singapore investment company, Hong Leong Finance, over claims that it sold these mortgage-backed securities, which in hindsight were obviously never going to succeed. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Working two jobs has never seemed to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. There's someone wants to help her.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about this lawsuit against Morgan Stanley by a Singapore investment company over Morgan Stanley's sales of collateralized debt obligations, which is another name for the mortgage-backed securities. And, of course, back in 2008, the whole thing fell apart, and afterwards it came out that companies like Bear Stearns were pledging the same mortgage into multiple bundles. That's fraud right there. The bundles included the subprime mortgages, which were high-risk investments, but they were rated AAA by the Wall Street rating agencies. In some cases, mortgages already in foreclosure were put into these bundles. And looking back, it is obvious that as the fever to come up with these mortgage bundles and to sell them reached a fever pitch, shortcuts were being taken. And so Morgan Stanley is being sued over this, and I think it's a very, very good thing, because in this country, these financial corporations are not being investigated and prosecuted by the federal government. The U.S. federal government back in 2008 set as a policy that nobody on Wall Street would be investigated, nobody on Wall Street would be arrested. Obama shoved through his foreclosure fraud settlement to basically shut the door on any actions related to homes being taken illegally by the banks. But they can't stop the civil suits, especially civil suits coming in from foreign countries. There can be no settlement for that. And so I think we're going to start seeing more and more of these foreign banks start to sue the American banks. Deutsche Bank got clobbered in this fraud. Credit Suisse. The Libyan bank can't sue because they got bombed out of existence. Now, over in Nevada, remember this whole thing about the foreclosure fraud? Oh, it's all mistakes. It's all errors. We didn't intend to do it. It's all, clerical error. We fired a minimum wage clerk, and that makes it all better. And then Nevada made foreclosure fraud a felony. In Nevada, it is a felony to file fraudulent mortgage paperwork with the courts, subject to 10 years in jail, and the fraud stopped immediately. Which tells us that unless and until there is a law and the willingness to enforce it and serious punitive measures taken against these bankers, they'll go on doing what they're doing. They have no reason to stop. These are not people with any morals to them at all. They're money junkies. They're addicts. And they are as without ethics and morality as addicts to heroin, addicts to crystal meth, addicts to cocaine. They are addicts, period, end of discussion. We need to recognize that. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with money and the acquisition of wealth, but there's a right way to do it, and there's a wrong way. The right way is you come up with a product people want to buy, like the Apple II, or tickets to see Avatar, or something like that, where we, the people, voluntarily trade our money for whatever it is that is being offered. The wrong way is gaming the system to take what is not rightfully yours. That has to come to a stop. Unfortunately, according to that survey they took in Wall Street about a month ago, I guess now, 25% of the Wall Street financial workers are saying fraud is common, everybody's doing it, and if they stop doing the fraud, Wall Street would collapse, which, given the LIBOR scandal, I think is definitely true. So I'm sure right now everybody on Wall Street is saying, yeah, I'm cheating my customers, my clients, and my investors, but if I didn't do it, the whole system would come down, and we cannot allow that to happen. Actually, you should. Is it right to go on supporting a system that is causing so much harm in the world just because it's been around for 100 years? Especially when you remember that prior to the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war, and we're headed into big mistake number three right now. I don't think there's any institution, no matter how long it has been around, that if it starts to act contrary to the public good, should be allowed to persist. That includes private central banking and organized religion. Look how much harm that's causing. Did you know that there is a United States Federal Reserve Police Force? It's an agency that acts as the law enforcement department of the Federal Reserve System. It was formed in 2001. Now, I have a question. I understand that a privately owned bank can hire security guards who are subject to the legal restrictions placed on security guards. But how does a private bank come to have a chartered law enforcement agency in its employ when the Federal Reserve is not actually part of the federal government? They just took that name because they didn't want people to have a gut-level reaction to Third Bank of the United States, given the deplorable history of the First and Second Banks of the United States. The Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express. How is it they have come to have their own police agency? And what laws are they enforcing? Very questionable situation over there. Meanwhile, new report is coming out. Five senior Goldman Sachs executives donated $130,000 to Obama's Victory Fund at the same time Eric Holder was deciding whether or not to file criminal charges for fraud. Nobody's doing anything about it. Is it bribery? Is it corruption? Heck yeah. Now, for those of you people getting ready to retire, I guess there's what, 6, 7, 8, 9 of you who actually think you can retire in the current economy. If you have unpaid college loans, the federal government has now decided that they will attach your Social Security checks. Because obviously making sure the bankers get their money is far more important than taking care of our retired older citizens. The next step will be that debts will be inheritable. Your great-grandfather owed $50 zillion to Goldman Sachs. And so we're going to attach your paychecks to pay for it. It's a privatized version of taxes to pay the government debt. Now you're going to be taxed to pay private debt that you had no control over and you are not morally responsible for, but they're going to say, yeah, you're responsible for it. You wait. Somewhere down the road, they're going to say, yes, debts are now inheritable. It's a return to serfdom. It's a return to the company towns. It's a return to a society where the land owns the people instead of the people owning the land. Feudalism. I'm expecting our political candidates to start brandishing coats of arms again. This is the shield with the crest of our noble family. Meanwhile, over in France, as you're probably aware, they're trying to cure their problems with accumulated debt from private central banking by putting a 75% tax rate on that portion of anybody's income above €1 million a year. They're taxing the ultra-rich. The ultra-rich are getting ready to leave. And I really can't blame them. I really can't blame them at all, because when you put too much taxes and too much regulation, enterprise is going to leave your country. That's one of the reasons so many businesses have deserted the United States of America. The tax burden has gotten too great. The regulatory burden has gotten too great. And so what does our wise and prudent government do? They raise taxes again. They pass more regulations because that's what they're paid to do. And by golly, they're going to go on doing it no matter how much damage it causes. Because it's an election year. And they've got to be able to get up there on that stump and say, I fought for the law that said, you know, fluffy slippers must be dyed pink for the next year. Meanwhile, over in Tokyo, their stock exchange group had a computer glitch, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, that halted derivatives trading for 95 minutes. Way too many of these computer glitches at a time when derivatives are continuing to be a major, major problem and a deal breaker, system breaker, if you will. We've been talking about the decline of the American corporate media. It's now hitting the newsstand. U.S. newsstand magazine sales slide 10%. And the official excuse is saying Americans are careful about discretionary spending. That's true, but maybe they're also tired of paying good money to be lied to. I used to buy Time and Newsweek all the time. I don't buy them anymore. There's no point. It's just more government propaganda. I want to talk about the elections that are coming up here. There's a new book out called The Party is Over, and veteran Republican Mike Lofgren is writing about the politicized religious fundamentalism and how it has basically destroyed the GOP and devolved them into what appears to be a mass of anti-intellectual nuts, these being the Romney supporters, I might add. And again, we're seeing it in all this election year campaigning about gays are wrong and we've got to bring back Christianity and we've got to do this and all this other stuff. And we already know that theocratic rule does not work very well. No nation under the rule of any one religion, and that includes every religion on planet Earth throughout human history, it has been a miserable time for the people living under that rule. And I'll tell you, it's a very, very simple reason. A civil government, even a dictatorship, must be responsive to the needs of the population to some extent. Rule by theocracy justifies any abuse of the people because it's the will of the imaginary playmate up in the clouds. And so absolutely theocratic rule is the wrong direction, and Mike Lofgren is saying, yeah, it's destroying the GOP party, or it is destroying the GOP party. The death blow to the GOP party may be happening up in Maine. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. When the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we have this new book that's out there in which a Republican stalwart is basically out there saying that the rush to religious fanaticism is destroying the GOP by basically rebranding them as a bunch of anti-intellectual nutcases. And as I said, this seems to be mostly the Mitt Romney supporters. The death blow of the GOP is taking place in places like Maine. And there's this big situation going on where the majority of the delegates coming from Maine to the convention in Tampa are Ron Paul supporters. And the Maine Republican State Committee said, we're going to throw you guys out and we're going to bring our own Mitt Romney supporters in to send down to Tampa because that is what we're being told to do by the Republican National Committee. This resulted in legal action and complaints, and of course, a lot of press the Republicans don't want right now. They don't want the American people to know that the nomination was rigged right from the start. It's too late. We know that was going on. So apparently, the Republican State Commission offered a deal to try and settle things down. And first of all, you need to go back a little bit. This notice that these Ron Paul favoring delegates were being kicked off the main delegation, was mailed from the same zip code in Boston where Romney's national headquarters is located. So this didn't even really come through the state Republican committee. It's direct from Romney's campaign. He's saying, we will not allow anybody that supports Ron Paul into my convention. And it's not really his convention. So anyway, there was this compromise. The Republican Party chairman, Charlie Webster, offered a compromise that had 5 points in it. The first point is that the majority of all the delegates going to Tampa sign a statement agreeing that if Ron Paul is not on the ballot, they would vote for Mitt Romney in the convention, as if there's going to be anybody else there anyway. Instead of Brent Tweed, who was supposed to be the spokesperson and lead of the delegation, Charlie Webster or Paul LePage would serve as the spokesperson and announce the votes cast for president. That spokesperson would be the only person allowed to talk to the media on behalf of the main delegation down there in Tampa. That the delegates going down had to promise to say nothing negative about Mitt Romney or positive about Obama or Ron Paul. Again, can't do it to the media. And the in exchange, the delegation would be admitted to the convention and all committee assignments without any barriers. And, of course, all legal proceedings would be dropped. Now, to their credit, the main delegation refused this deal. And what's going on here has to do with the fact that under the Republican Party's own rules, if any candidate has a plurality of delegates in 5 or more states, they are on that ballot to be nominated as president. Ron Paul has a plurality in, I think it's 7 states. And we're seeing these concerted efforts to basically derail enough of the states to put him down below the 5. We have that situation down in Louisiana where they arbitrarily threw out the Ron Paul supporters and just said, we're going to take these Mitt Romney supporters and send them in there. And now, of course, they're trying to do the same thing up there in Maine. This is dirty politics. The Republican National Committee is breaking their own rules in their rush to force Mitt Romney as the GOP candidate. And they're destroying their own credibility. They're destroying the cohesiveness of the Republican Party. And the longer they keep up these abusive tactics, the less and less likely it's going to be that Mitt Romney will be able to make nice with Ron Paul supporters and bring them back into the fold for the election. In fact, I know for certainty that's not going to happen. I'm a lifelong Republican. My grandfather was drinking buddies with Richard Nixon. And if Ron Paul's name is not on that ballot, I am not going to bother voting this November. And according to a poll we ran here at whatreallyhappened.com, 2/3 of Republican respondents said exactly the same thing. They're not going to bother. Mitt Romney's not their candidate. And they're not going to vote for the party leadership just because it's the party. Because anytime you have a population voting for the straight party leadership, regardless of what that leadership is, you are in serious, serious trouble. And that's true whether it's the Republican Party, the Communist Party, or the Nazi Party. And in their rush to force Mitt Romney as the candidate, because Mitt Romney is loved by Israel because he's going to make Jerusalem the capital or acknowledge Jerusalem's the capital. He's loved by Wall Street. He's a fellow money junkie. He's loved by the Federal Reserve because he's not talking about audits. And the Republican Party is trying to force him as the candidate for the Republicans, and it will destroy the Republican Party, and it's certainly going to lose the election. The GOP seem perfectly willing to hand Barack Obama his second term in office just to keep Ron Paul out of the running. This is one of the reasons I keep saying, and it's a joke, but it's starting to get serious, that after years of studying the Republicans and the Democrats, anarchy is looking very attractive right now. And I'm probably still a Republican only because I can't think of anything better to go to. I'm a paleocon. The old conservative model. Small government, fiscal responsibility, and otherwise leave alone. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And getting back to this very obvious situation of massive fraud in the nomination process. You know, you American people pick your own candidates? What do you think this is, a democracy? We'll tell you who you have to vote for. Apparently, the lawsuit filed by Richard Gilbert on behalf of a group of Ron Paul's national delegates has been dismissed in the Central District of California. The lawsuit, which alleged voter fraud, was primarily based on the question of whether delegates should be able to vote by their conscience or simply vote as they are told by the Republican National Committee. And apparently that has now been tossed out, and the game playing continues to go on. Some people, some analysts and even some pundits are starting to ask, can the GOP dump Romney and nominate Ron Paul? Well, of course, the Republican Party can do anything that they want at the national convention. They could simply stop trying to steal the election for Romney and give Ron Paul a fair showing, and he would probably do very, very well. And the reality here is, and again, as I said in the last segment, the GOP, the leadership of the Republican Party, in addition to betraying wishes of their membership, the rank-and-file Republicans, they are apparently quite willing, even eager, to hand Obama a second term in office rather than allow Ron Paul anywhere near the halls of power. And this is where the corruption and the vote fraud really become obvious to everybody, and the Republican Party is going to destroy itself with these games. Because no Republican is going to stay loyal to a Republican leadership that is basically trying to cheat their own members. And I don't understand why they don't recognize that. Or maybe they're so bought off they don't care. They're going to get a lot of government contracts or a lot of favors, or they're going to get appointed to high office, they think, if Romney wins. And they don't care what happens to the ordinary voters. That seems to be a hallmark of federal government these days. All righty, let us see. Couple of interesting stories. Remember when evidence surfaced in the remains of Arafat's clothing seemed to indicate that he'd been exposed to very high levels of radiation? And there was talk of an exhumation and an autopsy, which was being fought tooth and nail by the United States, by Israel, and oddly enough, by the Palestinian Authority, which we all know is an Israeli puppet anyway. Apparently, though, the autopsy is moving forward, and Swiss experts have been invited to the West Bank to test Arafat's remains for poisoning. I'm going to make a prediction right now. Israel will stop them at the border and say, you're not allowed in, like they did the delegates for that non-aligned meeting that was supposed to take place in the West Bank, and Israel said, you can't go in there. We won't let you. Plug Turkish Piaster that that's what Israel is going to do. All righty. Interesting story was just breaking over the commercial break. Apparently, an Israeli official has gone on the record as saying that Israel supports regime change in Syria, and it is demanding an end to the government of Assad. They want a new Israeli puppet in there. So now it's out in the open. This whole war is all about another, with Israel's enemies being destroyed covertly, maybe overtly soon, by the United States of America. And I'm sure the head of Israel is up there saying, a lot of you American kids are probably going to die in this, but it's a sacrifice we are willing to make. South Africa has been hit by a very, very rare snowstorm. And yes, it is, it's coming out of winter in the southern hemisphere below the equator. But Johannesburg generally doesn't get snow at any time of the year. They just got hit with a snowstorm. Even as we see the propaganda by the carbon Nazis ratcheting up again, yes, it's going to be furious. Remember back in 2001, the British press was predicting snow would soon be a thing of the past. And Al Gore said exactly the same thing in 2009, which was the same year the head of Greenpeace said that Greenland would lose all of its snow and ice in 20 years. And, of course, we've had all these record winters. Now they're getting this unusual snow in South Africa. And the carbon Nazis are saying, well, all climate change is bad, and it's all caused by humans, and you've got to pay carbon taxes, and you've got to do what we say. And it's just another hoax. It's another fraud. We are a population of humanity under the control of governments that rule through fraud, trickery, and deception, and they don't know any other way to handle it. I mean, can you imagine the arrogance of a government that says, if you will pay carbon taxes and do what we tell you, we will change the climate of planet Earth, or more to the point, we will keep it from changing. These are the same people who couldn't clean up the Gulf of Mexico oil spill or all that radiation pouring into the Pacific Ocean from Fukushima, or even keep the irrigation system that kept America's farmlands functioning, operating. Those are all massive failures of real disasters. Because the government creates a phony disaster, a phony threat, a phony crisis, and sells you the solution. They can't deal with reality. They don't know how to deal with reality. That government in Sodom on the Potomac are a bunch of lawyers and businessmen. They don't have a clue about how to actually do anything in the real world. It's all paper and ink and symbolism and posturing for the press cameras. When we start making up the list about what our future government is going to be, and I really think the idea of representational government needs to be de-emphasized because that just makes a one-stop shopping center for all the lobbyists, it's going to have to be some kind of a government to act as caretaker for the nation. And I think it should be a government truly of the people, by the people, and for the people, which means it isn't made up entirely of millionaires and lawyers. Let's make sure that we have engineers making key decisions about taking care of America. Let's get some teachers in there to make decisions about education. Let's get some real doctors from outside the big healthcare centers, profit centers, to start talking about what's really good for the American people. We need to put the money junkies and the lawyers back off to the side where they truly belong, because you can't have a nation that is run by millionaires and lawyers without a nation that is tangled up in endless and costly legal proceedings and private central banks issuing all the public currency as a loan at interest. Speaking of health care, there is a new report that has come out ranking health care among the industrialized world, and the United States scored dead last, bottom of the heap. Americans spend twice as much as residents of other developed countries on health care, but get lower quality, less efficiency, and have the least equitable system. But Wall Street is out there saying, we can take pride in that first part about Americans spending twice as much. Isn't that a great thing? No, it isn't. We're paying more for less medical care. And we have a system that has built itself and made itself very rich on, again, a lot of fraud and deception and poor quality products. What do they do? Are they going to fix the products? Are they going to fix the problems? Are they going to make health care better? No, of course not. It's much cheaper to bribe a congressman or hire a lobbying firm or a public relations firm to just go out and pretend everything is getting better. There was a website offering parents information on childhood immunization, and specifically the concerns about the MMR, the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, which has been found by European courts to be a direct contributor to autism. And this website, babyjabs.co.uk, was ordered to remove information about the link between MMR and autism because of a single complainant. One person complained to the government saying this information should be taken down. We don't know who made the complaint. We don't know if they were even asked to provide any information. But the British government basically told the website, you cannot post this anymore, even though this is the legal opinion in the courts of Europe. So they're just covering up. They know these things are problems. It's cheaper to cover it up and pay off the settlements than to actually make a good product. Now, another very alarming symptom of this growing censorship with regard to health stories. Apparently, the Food and Drug Administration has ordered Google to disable the AdWords accounts of nutritional supplement companies, specifically those offering detoxification or chelation nutritional products. There is no legal ground for them to be doing that. These products have been demonstrated to remove some of these horrible chemicals that are pumped into your body with your vaccines and with your daily diet from the food corporations. But the organized medical establishment doesn't want you wandering off and taking care of yourself and curing yourself and healing yourself, because then you're of no use whatsoever to the medical establishment because they're not getting money from you. And so the FDA went out to Google, and apparently Google is going along with this. That nutritional companies advertising on Google, their AdWords accounts are disabled. And apparently these companies with the nutritional supplements aren't aware of it yet. No judge, no jury, no due process, no notice, no chance to come back and say, look, this is the scientific evidence that what I'm selling is good. The FDA bypassed all legal notice requirements, went straight to Google, and just shut them off. Because they're a threat to the orthodox medical establishment. That, too, is the sign of fascism in the United States of America. If we are a free people, we have the freedom to decide for ourselves what is good for us and what is bad for us. And the government does not have a right to come in and say, I will decide for you what medications and food you will have. Because that's the attitude of a rancher towards farm animals. Cows are supposed to eat grass. Well, we'll make them eat corn. That's cheaper. We'll decide for the cow what it's going to eat. We'll decide for the chickens what medications they're going to take, even this new triple vaccine that turned out to kill most of them. That's the attitude the government has toward you. You are livestock. You are a herd to be harvested from. They will decide for you what you will eat, and it will be the cheapest possible fodder they can come up with. They will decide for you what medications you will take, even if they are harming you. Now, down in Texas, there's been a court victory. There was an autism care clinic, and there was a doctor, Jesus Caquias, MD. He was sued because the treatment options they offer for autism deal with autism being a combination of effects from various toxins, all of which trace back to vaccines. And he's been treating these toxification problems and curing autism. And because this treatment shows a clear path towards vaccine damage as a cause of autism, he has to be shut down. Because vaccines are a multi-billion dollar business. We heard that yesterday with Mary Toko. And it's all about the money. They will go on poisoning you and your children because it makes money. They make more money putting out products that kill you and harm you than actually spending the money to find something that's really going to work. Part of the problem being that all the stuff that really does work is already in the public domain. Now, Pfizer just admitted bribery in 8 different countries. They're going in to sell medications. And they'll give all these gifts to doctors to make sure that they will prescribe Pfizer medications. They did even direct cash payments under the guise of honorariums and lecture fees, as long as doctors would promise to prescribe Pfizer's products. So you can't even trust the doctor is doing what is in your best interest. He's doing what's in his best interests. It's like that Gardasil vaccine. It's a $300 shot. The doctor's office gets $150 for each of those. They have a financial motive to go on sticking your kids with these things. Now, The Independent had an interesting article that says research has shown that the vast majority of new drugs being launched and advertised by pharmaceutical companies are really old drugs that are on the verge of losing their patent protection. After so long, patents on pharmaceuticals expire and they can be sold as generics. So what the pharmaceutical companies are taking is they're taking the old drug, they'll move some molecules around, announce it as a new drug, and apply for a brand new patent. Very often these drugs are ineffective. They may be more harmful because of the modification to qualify for a new patent. There's no proof the new drug is any more effective than the old one that's about to go generic. It's all about the money, making more money all the time. Now, speaking of money and Obamacare is modeled on the Massachusetts model that was put into practice when Mitt Romney was governor there. And looking at the aftermath, it's obvious it doesn't really work. Higher costs, price controls, shortages of doctors, increased paperwork, more government intervention in your medical care. And so as a result, last week the Massachusetts legislature passed a far-reaching cost containment bill that the governor is about to sign. It is, in effect, shutting down RomneyCare, which means we should never start Obamacare. Over in Belgium, another nuclear reactor has been halted over suspicion of cracks in the containment, possible cracks in the reactor vessel itself. New word coming out of analysis of Fukushima is saying that the explosions that were seen, especially reactor number 3, were sufficiently powerful enough to crack the reactor vessel itself, and of course obviously went through containment. Remember when that explosion hit the TV media and they said, oh, it's just hydrogen burning off? And I said, hydrogen, when it burns, produces steam, which is white. And that cloud of smoke that soared so high into the sky was that sickly yellow-green, which is the exact color of quadrivalent plutonium oxide. They've been lying to us about that all along. All along here. All righty. Let's see. We already talked about the Arafat autopsy. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. As we go into this last hour, we're going to be talking more and more about some of these health concerns, some of the really weird stuff going on. Apparently, a Homestead police officer was fired after a woman complained that he asked her to show him her breasts and bra and was asking what color underwear she was wearing. Six-year veteran. I don't know, maybe Al-Qaeda wear blue underwear with red polka dots or something. I think we're beginning to see the breakdown of our society. People understand the rich and powerful aren't following the rules, and they're saying, why should I follow the rules? Let me just go with the moment. What's the whole point of conforming to social rules and norms anymore? It's obvious society is fragmenting already. I think this is a warning sign. I'm not saying that police officers aren't abusive. They certainly are. And I'm not saying that guys don't like to look at naked ladies. But I think this is a symptom of a larger problem. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha. Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. A lot of interesting stories coming in. Right now, over 100 million Americans are now receiving federal welfare. And I know the politicians are saying, they're lazy, good for nothing, we've got to cut the costs here. But the reality is, of course, it's the government that destroyed the job market, in part to make it easier for the banks to confiscate homes and put them on the balance sheets and stay solvent. The other part of reality is, of course, remember, governments want you to be dependent on them. The whole goal of any ruling society is to make you dependent so that you will do as you are told. If you are getting a check from the government, you're not going to question what the government is doing. That's the whole point of creating a welfare state. You take the money away from the people, and then you give it back to them in a government check. And they're under your control. The government enforces dependence on the government. They're enforcing dependence on the food corporations. We were talking about up in Canada that story where that town in Quebec is now banning growing food on your own front lawn. You will not be food independent. You will be dependent on the supermarkets and the food corporations because they pay taxes. And we can't charge you a tax on a tomato growing in your own window box. You will be dependent on the utilities for your electricity. You will be dependent on the water company for your water. Don't you dare catch rainfall on your property and put it in a rain barrel, because then you're not dependent on the public utility. The government wants you to be dependent on them and their cronies. That, too, is the sign of fascism. That's when they talk about the war for independence. It was to break being dependent on the government of Britain, certainly to be dependent on the Bank of England for all currency. That was the biggest dependency of all. And you are dependent, you are forced to be dependent on the Federal Reserve for all currency. Anybody offering an alternative currency is subject to arrest and prosecution. Bernard von Nothaus was arrested for putting out silver coins. Because by golly, you will be dependent on the Federal Reserve. Because if you're dependent on the Federal Reserve for all commerce, then you will not stand up and say, hey, they're charging interest on the public currency. Why isn't the United States government issuing the currency the way it did originally? I mean, because it's a double shuffle scam. The U.S. government prints up treasury bills that go over to the Federal Reserve and are exchanged for a loan for all this Federal Reserve note. And if the federal government can print up a treasury bill, why can't it print up a treasury note? Of course, the last president who tried to do that got shot. And a banker was on the Warren Commission investigating his death. The Federal Reserve is a means of enslavement, and you are a slave. As long as you are using those Federal Reserve notes, you are a slave to the private central banks, and the U.S. government will not allow you to break free of that. We'll be right back.
Are you against